This is Health Matters reporting on plants that repel insects.
Citronella is well known for doing just that. It's the active ingredient in insect repellent candles. Light a citronella candle and you can relax outdoors during mosquito hour. And citronella is an active ingredient in insect repellents made to apply to the skin.
Citronella is a low-maintenance plant that's easy to grow, but it's not frost-hardy. So if you do decide to grow citronella, you will need to take it indoors during winter months.
Lavender is another powerful insect repellent. Sprigs in sachets of dried lavender have been used for centuries to keep moths out of the clothing and to keep flies, mosquitoes, and to keep midges out of the house. To repel insects away from your person, you can slip a cotton ball dabbed with lavender oil into your pocket or use lavender soap when you shower or make yourself a spray of lavender essential oil and water.
All parts of the lavender plant are fragrant, but the essential oil is made from the flowers. Lavender is also easy to grow, especially in our climate. It's a worthwhile plant to cultivate, and lavender oil is easy to make. Homemade or purchased, lavender oil is a good addition to your natural medicine chest. A few drops in a bath banishes fatigue. Applied to the body, it can relieve neurologic pain, sprains, painful bruises, rheumatism, and other aches.
Lavender oil can also be applied to the forehead to relieve headache and to alleviate anxiety or depression.
Getting back to insects, lavender also relieves the pain of insect bites. Basil, rosemary, and sage are other common herbs that repel insects. Basil actually kills mosquito larvae. Basil leaves contain carbon tetrachloride, menthol, and petroleum ether extracts. A reminder that the oil reserves being pumped out of the earth and pumped across continents come from decomposed plants of the very distant past.
Rosemary essential oil is a powerful mosquito repellent. Even rubbing rosemary leaves into your skin can protect you from being bitten, and this is also true of sage. Culinary sage and white sage. Putting a few handfuls of sage into a fire will create a scented smoke that drives away mosquitoes.
Lemon balm is another herb that repels mosquitoes and offers medicinal benefits. Like lavender, lemon balm has a calming effect and is an effective antidepressant and mood elevator. Lemon balm helps with anxiety and depression. A tea made from lemon balm leaves is recommended for fatigue, anxiety, and stress.
Lemon balm is easy to grow. Too easy, in fact. It can become invasive very quickly. If you're a gardener, however, it's simple enough to contain. Just cut the flower stalks before they go to seed, and cut back the roots in the fall. Lemon balm is worth the extra gardening effort. It's a very useful herb to have on hand. It serves as an antispasmodic for a variety of conditions, from stomach and menstrual cramps to diarrhea and gas pain.
Lemon balm has antiviral properties and is a good tea for flu, head colds, and fevers. Plus, it induces sweating and decreases aches and pains. Lemon balm is even an effective treatment for herpes viruses, especially cold sores.
Lemon balm is a member of the mint family, and there are other mints that repel mosquitoes, namely peppermint and spearmint. You can make an insect repellent by mixing these mint leaves with apple cider vinegar and vodka. Like lavender, mint essential oils relieve the sting of pain of insect bites.
Catnip is yet another mint family member that repels mosquitoes. Tests have shown that catnip-based repellents are up to 10 times more effective in keeping insects away than commercial chemical-based repellents.
Several common flowering plants repel insects. Scented geraniums and pennyroyal give off aromas that drive bugs away. There is data indicating that the volatile oils in these plants actually interfere with mosquito propagation.
Marigolds, nasturtiums, and chrysanthemums fend off mosquitoes quite well. Besides which, these flowers are edible.
So you can border your vegetable garden with marigolds, nasturtiums, and chrysanthemums. The flowers will drive away mosquitoes, and you can eat them to show your appreciation.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potten, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our reads were Christian Marshall, Tashana Moon, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.